Welcome to Simple Sports News Denver. It's Friday, September 19th, and we've got a packed lineup of local sports stories to dive into. First, Broncos fans, we'll break down the latest as our team prepares for a pivotal Week 3 clash against the Chargers, including injury updates and game strategies to keep Justin Herbert in check. Then, Rockies enthusiasts, we'll recap the challenges of the season as they face the Angels in their final home series, with a spotlight on Mickey Moniak's recent hot streak and Brenton Doyle's defensive prowess. And for you Nuggets and Avs followers, we'll explore the Nuggets' offseason shakeups and the Avalanche's training camp battles, focusing on key players like Nikola Jokic and Jack Drury. Stay tuned for all the insights and updates on your favorite Denver teams. All right, Broncos fans, let's dive into the latest updates and insights surrounding our team as we gear up for a crucial Week 3 matchup against the Chargers. There's a lot to unpack, from injury reports to game strategies, so let's get into it. First off, the injury report is looking a bit more promising as we head into the weekend. We've got some key players returning to full practice, which is a good sign for the defense. Talanoa Hufanga, Alex Singleton, and Nick Benito were all full participants in practice on Thursday. Hufanga, who was limited earlier, seems to be back in action, which should bolster the secondary. On the flip side, Evan Engram and Dre Greenlaw were unable to practice, which could be a concern for Sunday's game. Greenlaw has been struggling with injuries since joining the team, and his absence might be felt in our linebacker core. Speaking of defense, Vance Joseph had some high praise for the Chargers' quarterback, Justin Herbert. Herbert's been on fire with his arm, his ability to process plays, and even his sneaky mobility. Joseph acknowledged that Herbert is playing at an MVP level right now, which means our defense will need to be on their A-game to contain him. The Chargers have been leveraging their run game to open up the pass, and Herbert's been capitalizing on play-action throws. Our defense, which has been a bit shaky, especially against the run, will need to tighten up to avoid a repeat of last week's issues against the Colts. Now, about that Colts game. It was a tough loss, no doubt. A late-game penalty on Dondrea Tillman gave the Colts a second chance to kick the winning field goal. Special teams coach Darren Rizzi explained the mix-up, mentioning that it was a late alignment issue and a lack of timeouts prevented any adjustments. This kind of miscommunication is something the team is keen to learn from and avoid in future games. Off the field, there was some buzz about a sideline exchange between head coach Sean Payton and quarterback Bo Nix during the Colts game. Both Payton and Nix have downplayed the incident, attributing it to the loud stadium environment and the need for clear communication. They both insist there's no rift, and it was simply a moment of heightened emotions during a tense game. Payton emphasized that the interaction was about reinforcing game strategy, not any disagreement. As we look ahead to the Chargers, the focus is on disrupting Herbert and keeping him off the field. The game plan involves controlling the clock with sustained drives, which would not only keep Herbert cold, but also put pressure on the Chargers' defense. With Rashawn Slater out for the Chargers, there's an opportunity for our pass rush to exploit vulnerabilities in their offensive line. Mixing up coverages and disguising blitzes will be crucial to force Herbert into hurried decisions. Finally, there's a lot riding on this game. A win against the Chargers would not only boost morale, but also put us in a stronger position within the division. The defense, which has been under scrutiny, has a chance to prove its mettle against a high-caliber quarterback. The Broncos need to show they can compete with the league's best and not just rely on close games that come down to the wire. That's the scoop for now, Broncos fans. Let's see how the team responds to the challenges ahead, and whether they can turn things around with a strong performance against the Chargers. Stay tuned for more updates as we get closer to game day. All right, Rockies fans, let's dive into the latest on our beloved team as they wrap up a challenging season. The Rockies are in the midst of their final home series of the year, taking on the Los Angeles Angels. With a record of 41-112, the Rockies are striving to avoid setting an unwanted milestone. They need just one win in their last nine games to edge out the 2024 Chicago White Sox's modern-era record of 121 losses. Friday night marks the start of a three-game series against the Angels at Coors Field. On the mound for the Rockies will be Bradley Blalock, who currently holds a 1-5 record with a 9.00 ERA. This will be his first time facing the Angels. The Angels, who are 69-84, will counter with rookie lefty Mitch Ferris, sporting a 1-1 record and a 4.80 ERA. Both pitchers are making their debut against these respective opponents. The Rockies are coming off a tough series against the Miami Marlins, where they were swept in three games, bringing their losing streak to five. Thursday's game saw a late rally in the ninth inning with four runs, including a solo homer from Blaine Crim, an RBI double by Ryan Ritter, and a two-run shot by Mickey Moniak. Despite the effort, they fell short, losing 9-7. This marks the 19th time the Rockies have been swept this season, setting a franchise record. Interim manager Warren Schaefer, who took over from Bud Black, has seen his team struggle, holding a record of 34-79 since stepping in. Despite the losses piling up, Schaefer emphasizes that the players are still bringing energy and fighting through each game. However, the gap in talent compared to other teams remains evident. One bright spot has been the performance of Mickey Moniak, who has been on a tear lately. Moniak has homered in 4 consecutive games, the first Rockies player to achieve this since Ryan McMahon in May 2023. Over his last 4 games, Moniak has an impressive line, going 9-16 with a .563 average, .563 slugging, and a whopping 1.563 OPS, tallying 5 home runs, a double, and 11 RBIs. This performance puts him in elite company with Rockies legends like Nolan Arenado, Carlos Gonzalez, and Larry Walker. On the defensive side, Brenton Doyle continues to shine in center field. Known for his stellar defense, Doyle is making a strong case for his 3rd consecutive Gold Glove award. His recent highlight reel plays include a diving catch to save a run and robbing a home run from Dane Meyers in the 9th inning against Miami. Looking ahead, the Rockies will have German Marquez on the mound Saturday with a 3-14 record and a 6.65 ERA, and Kyle Freeland pitching Sunday holding a 4-16 record with a 5.14 ERA. The team will take a breather on Monday before continuing their quest to finish the season on a high note. As for the visiting Angels, they are also enduring a rough patch, having lost 7 straight games. Star center fielder Mike Trout, who has been a consistent force for the team, is on the cusp of a milestone with 399 career home runs. Trout, a 3-time AL MVP, is looking to become the 59th player in Major League history to reach 400 homers. Despite some decline in his power numbers this season, he remains a formidable opponent, especially in the hitter-friendly environment of Coors Field. That's the latest from Coors Field. While it's been a tough season, there are still moments of excitement and individual brilliance to watch for as the Rockies wrap up their schedule. Stay tuned for more updates as the season winds down. All right, Nuggets fans, let's dive into the latest moves and what they mean for the team's future. The Nuggets are coming off another tough playoff exit, this time bowing out in Game 7 of the 2nd round. With Nikola Jokic putting up MVP-like numbers yet again, averaging 29.6 points, 12.7 rebounds, and 10.2 assists, it was clear the supporting cast needed some changes. Enter a summer of shakeups. First off, the Nuggets made the bold decision to part ways with Michael Porter Jr., trading him for Cameron Johnson. Dario Saric was swapped out for Jonas Valanciunas, and they've brought back Bruce Brown, a familiar face from their 2023 title run. Tim Hardaway Jr. also joins the squad, bringing a much-needed boost in three-point shooting. Hardaway's 168 threes last season would have been 2nd best on the team, which is a big deal considering Denver's struggle with three-point volume last year. The coaching and management saw a significant overhaul as well. With 3 games left in the season, the Nuggets fired their head coach and general manager due to disagreements over player usage. Michael Malone's preference for veterans clashed with GM Calvin Booth's focus on younger talent. This friction led to some head-scratching decisions, like 36-year-old Russell Westbrook logging significant minutes. Now, with David Adelman at the helm, there's hope for better integration of young players like Peyton Watson, Julian Strother, and Jalen Pickett. Jamal Murray is another key piece in this puzzle. He was electric during the 2023 playoffs, with memorable performances against the Lakers. However, his recent postseason outings have been less stellar, particularly his three-point shooting, which dipped to 31.5% in 2024 and 30.6% against the Thunder. With a hefty $46.4 million salary next season, there's pressure on Murray to elevate his game, especially come playoff time. Speaking of shooting, the Nuggets were efficient from beyond the arc, hitting 37.6% of their threes, ranking 5th in the NBA. The problem? They just weren't taking enough of them, ranking dead last in attempts. In today's NBA, 3 is greater than 2, and it's crucial for Denver to up their volume if they want to keep pace with high-flying offenses like the Thunder and Timberwolves. The addition of Hardaway is a step in the right direction, but Murray, Christian Braun, and Cameron Johnson will need to let it fly more often. So as the Nuggets gear up for another season, the focus will be on how these roster changes and coaching shifts play out. Can Jokic continue his MVP-level play with a revamped supporting cast? Will Murray find his shooting groove again? And can the Nuggets adapt to the modern NBA's three-point heavy style? These are the questions that will shape their path back to the finals. Keep an eye on how the young guns develop and whether the new faces can make an impact. It's going to be an intriguing season for the Mile High City. All right, Avs fans, let's dive into some updates from the world of hockey, focusing on our very own Colorado Avalanche and some other interesting tidbits from around the league. First up, let's talk about Jack Drury, who's been a key focus during the Avalanche's training camp. Drury, who had a strong showing as the fourth-line center last season, is now eyeing the third-line center spot. With Charlie Coyle and Miles Wood moving to Columbus, there's a clear opening in the lineup. Drury, who came over from Carolina in the deal that sent Mikko Rantanen packing, has the chance to step up. He's been praised by coach Jared Bednar for his attention to detail and work ethic, making him a strong candidate for the role. Drury's line, featuring Parker Kelly and Logan O'Connor, was crucial in last season's playoff series against the Stars, consistently pushing the game in Colorado's favor. Bednar has high hopes for Drury, noting his underrated skill and potential to thrive as the third-line center. While there's competition from Ross Colton, who played the role in 2023-24 before moving to the wing, Drury's versatility and chemistry with potential linemates could give him the edge. Drury himself is focused on maintaining his level of play and adapting to new teammates, regardless of his spot on the depth chart. With this being a contract year, a strong performance could lead to a lucrative deal for Drury. Now shifting gears a bit, we have Cale Makar, who's not just a star for the Avalanche, but also a key player for Team Canada as they prepare for the 2026 Olympics in Milan. Makar's resume is already stacked, with a Calder Trophy, Norris Trophy, Conn Smythe Trophy, and two Stanley Cup championships under his belt. His ability to dominate both defensively and offensively makes him a vital asset for Canada. Makar's playoff performances are particularly noteworthy, with his 2022 run being a standout moment. As Canada looks to climb the podium in Milan, Makar will be a crucial piece in their lineup, bringing both skill and leadership to the ice. In other league news, there's been some movement in the ECHL with Graham Sword heading back to college. Sword, who played 47 games with the Norfolk Admirals last season, is set to join Quinnipiac University for the 2025-26 season. This trend of ECHL players returning to school is gaining traction, and it'll be interesting to see how Sword's collegiate career unfolds after his professional stint. Meanwhile, in a trade involving the Toledo Walleye and Idaho Steelheads, forward Denis Smirnov has been acquired by the Walleye in exchange for defenseman Matt Anderson. Smirnov, who previously played for the Norfolk Admirals, brings a solid track record to Toledo, with the potential to slot into their top six forward group. Anderson, on the other hand, will bring his defensive skills to the Steelheads, adding depth to their blue line. That's the latest roundup from the hockey world, with a particular focus on our Avalanche and the moves shaping up for the upcoming season. Keep an eye on Drury's progress in training camp and Makar's impact on the international stage, as both will be crucial to the Avs' success in the near future. Thanks for tuning in to Simple Sports News Denver. Remember, this podcast is produced by our small team with the help of AI technology. Be sure to like and follow us to support our show and email us with suggestions at denver@simplesportsnews.com. Don't forget to listen tomorrow for more updates.